you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Friday, September 3rd. I'm Tammy Trujillo with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Tensions are mounting among the Orange County Board of Supervisors over an order for representatives of the OC Healthcare Agency not to appear in weekly public briefings on COVID-19. Andrew Doe and Doug Chaffee, the board's ad hoc committee on COVID-19 testing and vaccination, said in a statement this week that members of the OC Healthcare Agency could not participate in briefings held by fellow supervisor Katrina Foley. That's in order to, quote, meet the demand of their critical work. Supervisor Doe also accused Foley of using county staff and her COVID briefings on Zoom for self-promotion. Foley's response to the move by her colleagues.
We are disappointed that the ad hoc committee has decided that it is not valuable for the media or the community to get accurate health information directly from our health office.
But there are tensions, too, between some journalists covering OC's pandemic situation and the county's healthcare agency, which Doe and Chaffee say in their statement is meeting the public's need for information through regular updates on its website and weekly media conference calls. Voice of OC Editor-in-Chief Norberto Santana told KPCC the numbers provided by the health agency don't specify when and where cases are emerging, and said Doe and Chaffee seem to be trying to avoid negative coverage by not making health officials more publicly available.
On a media call is very different than, say, like a Facebook Live, where the residents, the citizens, can listen to what questions the reporters are asking, and they can listen when the officials, like Dr. Chow, do nothing but run around questions and avoid answering them.
During today's weekly media call, several reporters asked why the OC Health Agency wasn't appearing in regular public meetings. And Dr. Matthew Zahn said that the agency uses the media to reach the public per the supervisor's direction.
As an agency, we work in coordination with the board, and we work with the board to make sure that we are communicating effectively to the community.
At the end of Doe and Chaffee's statement, they said the issue of public briefings from the OC Healthcare Agency will be discussed at the next board meeting coming up on the 14th. The new anti-camping ordinance in the city of LA that bans sitting, sleeping, and storing items on public property in certain areas went into effect today. Here's KPCC's Ethan Ward.
Councilmember Mark Ridley Thomas says there will be more focus on street engagement to clear encampments and get people into housing. The city's chief legislative analyst has released a report recommending that encampments with 10 to 15 tents have 30 or more people or deemed a public health or safety hazard should be the focus.
Mayor Garcetti and Council President Nuri Martinez said in a statement that outside of violations of the Americans with Disabilities Act, enforcement will only occur after the council decides on a final outreach process. Beds, couches, and other bulky items can't just be confiscated from the sidewalks of LA anymore. That's due to a ruling by a panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. KPCC's Suzanne Watley has the latest on an effort to stop the city from throwing such items away.
At issue is a city ordinance that strictly limits what you can store in public areas. A provision allows LA police and sanitation workers to seize and discard without notice any item too large to fit into a 60-gallon container unless it's used as a shelter. Unhoused people and their advocates sued, claiming the provision violates the Fourth Amendment's protection against unreasonable seizures. In April of last year, a district judge agreed, saying the size of an item was not enough to warrant its removal. And this week, two of the three judges hearing the appeal also agreed. They cited a ruling in a previous case that barred LA from summarily destroying homeless people's property in public spaces. The judge who disagreed said that removing bulky items is lawful and that that part of the provision should be separated from disposal of property and then reviewed separately. The majority did say the city is free to draft a lawful version of the bulky items provision. The city attorney's office says it's reviewing its options. I'm Suzanne Watley.
I like to be here when I can.
Pink Floyd fans take note. An exhibition about the band opens to the public today. It's at the Vogue Multicultural Museum in Hollywood. It features more than 350 original artifacts collected over the band's five-decade career. We're talking about handwritten lyrics, musical instruments, letters, original artwork, and stage props. You can also hear it from the band members in their own words through an interactive audio guide. Collection on display through January the 9th. In sports, Dodgers in San Francisco tonight. They're playing the first of their three-game series with the Giants. Both teams tied for first place in the NL West. Game time is 6:45. And the Angels host the Texas Rangers tonight in Anaheim, and that game will start at 6:30. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Tammy Trujillo. Join us next time for another LA Report.
The LAS Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAS.com/sweeps.